Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, we'll hear poems about Maine and New England by poets from Maine and elsewhere. Poems From Here is a project of Maine Public Radio and the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance. We're supported by the Maine Arts Commission. Today's poem is Cuts of Cloth by Elizabeth Tibbetts. Her book, In the Well, won the Blue Stem Poetry Award. She has a new book, Say What You Can, forthcoming from Deerbrook Editions. Elizabeth is a nurse and lives in Hope. She writes, "One winter day, venison stew was simmering on the stove, and I was sewing Christmas stockings for my grandchildren and remembering my great aunts teaching me to sew when I was a kid. Fat flakes of snow were falling, and a few crows landed in our golden delicious apple tree. It was dreamlike, as though I'd fallen into the past where I never imagined winter and deep snow would become endangered." Cuts of Cloth by Elizabeth Tibbetts. While onion, allspice, and the last of a dough stew on the stove, I pause at my machine, watch three crows descend through snow to feed on golden apples still hung on the tree, then stitch a blackbird to the top of an evergreen. The wheel turns, wind blows, the needle rises and falls, snow falls, crows dip their beaks. I sew. My old maiden aunts, who showed me the way through cuts of cloth with scissors, needle, pins, and thread, who left long ago, hover near in their thick-heeled shoes back in time when winters were intact, roses buried, and 2 feet of snow on the roof. They take turns at the treadle, their hands guiding cloth, which piece by piece transforms flat yardage into shapes, felt stocking, lined coat, smocked blouse. In a few months, they'll open the house, pause on the porch, and smell the sweet, indecent scent of the ground thawing. For now, they keep a pot of something hot on the stove, sew, and throw bread and apple peels out for the hungry crows that flock in from the backwoods, where boughs are so tightly woven, wind can't find its way. That was Cuts of Cloth by Elizabeth Tibbetts. All of the poems in this series are available at mainpublic.org for listening whenever you like or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Chutin family, as well as Phil Steele and Francesca Galluccio Steele for supporting this program. Additional support is provided by the new writing series at the University of Maine. Poems From Here is produced by Roddy Nickpour. The music is by Chris Moore. Hannah Perry manages permissions. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.